The United States military is always looking for new ways to create super soldiers. They use performance-enhancing and mind-altering drugs. They're currently experimenting with brain implant technology. They've even explored genetic engineering to try and breed the perfect soldier. But those are nothing compared to what happened in 1983, when Lieutenant Colonel Wayne McDonnell submitted a very unusual and detailed report to U.S. Army Intelligence. It was called Analysis and Assessment of Gateway Process. This is a step-by-step guide on how to achieve an out-of-body experience for the purpose of intelligence gathering. But Colonel McDonnell's report went much further than that. An advanced gateway participant cannot just project their consciousness to a different place. They could pull their consciousness completely out of this reality. They could travel anywhere in the universe and at any point in time. The report revealed that our universe doesn't actually exist. It's a construct created by our mind. By using the gateway process, you can exit the construct and see reality for what it really is. The 30-page gateway report was immediately classified for one simple reason. Anyone can learn to do it. Even you. Colonel McDonnell's analysis and assessment of gateway process gets right to the point. There are alternate states of reality and other dimensions that exist outside our physical world and outside of time itself.
Whoa, it sounds like I'm gonna need a brain bucket for this one.
Oh yeah, this is the strangest military report I've ever read. I'm surprised it's not still classified. According to the report, we can use the gateway process to access other dimensions. Now, if you think that sounds paranormal or like New Age mumbo jumbo, you're not alone. Even Colonel McDonnell was aware that this was the impression his report would give. So he starts off by grounding his research in science. McDonnell consults Itzhak Bentov, a well-respected biomedical engineer, to help him understand the physical aspect of the process. He uses quantum mechanics to describe the nature of human consciousness, and he employs both classical and theoretical physics to explain the out-of-body phenomenon. But most importantly, the report gives step-by-step instructions on how to have a gateway experience. Follow these instructions, and you could learn to astrally project, visit other dimensions, and even slip in and out of time. This is why the military was drawn to it and studied it for years. If the United States can train a unit of psychic spies that could project their consciousness anywhere unnoticed, that would be very effective at gathering intelligence. Still, McDonnell knew his report would be difficult to believe, but he really thought it could be done.
There is a sound, rational basis in terms of physical science parameters for considering Gateway to be plausible in terms of its essential objectives. Intuitional insights of not only personal but of a practical and professional nature would seem to be within bounds of reasonable expectations.
My brain bucket, it's gonna fill up fast.
It is. You better have a spare bucket handy. The Gateway process is a training system developed in the 70s by the Monroe Institute in Virginia. Colonel McDonnell, along with other military personnel, went through the week-long training process that anyone can do, even today. But the Gateway report ended with a final warning that nobody really expected. Because this method is accessible to anyone, Colonel McDonnell warned that the military should be prepared for encounters with intelligent and non-friendly entities that could exist outside the boundaries of time and space. In other words, a psychic war. Even though anyone can learn the Gateway method, you can't just snap your fingers and escape reality. There is some foundation work you have to do first.
Well, no matter what reality you're in, ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
Right. You have to learn relaxation techniques, meditation, and extreme focus. You also have to set all doubt aside and let your mind be open to a completely new way of thinking. Only once you master these techniques can you begin to comprehend the true nature of reality. Your life, the Earth, the universe, and everything in it is an illusion created by your mind.
Solid matter, in the strict construction of the term, simply does not exist. Rather, atomic structure is composed of oscillating energy grids surrounded by other oscillating energy grids, which orbit at extraordinarily high speeds.
There is no solid matter. Everything that exists is a form of energy vibrating at extremely fast frequencies. From the largest objects in the universe down to atoms and subatomic particles and everything in between, it's all energy.
The point to be made is that the entire human being, brain, consciousness, and all, is, like the universe which surrounds him, nothing more or less than an extraordinarily complex system of energy fields. So-called states of matter are actually variances in energy. and human consciousness is a function of the interaction of energy.
Our consciousness is tuned into the frequencies of energy that make up the world that we see, but we only perceive a small percentage of the energy that actually exists all around us. Think of tuning a radio. If you tune into a rock station, you only hear music broadcast on that channel. Now, of course, there are lots of other channels with all different kinds of music, but your radio doesn't play them all at once, only the single station it's tuned into. Our brains are like that radio, designed to filter out everything except for the energy that creates our reality. And just like a radio converts energy into sound, our brains convert this universal energy into things we can see and hear and taste and touch. But none of the solid matter around us is actually there. Our senses create the illusion of matter so that we can experience this reality in a way that we can understand. Now, according to the Gateway Report, we're all living in a shared universal hologram.
The universe is composed of interacting energy fields. It is in and of itself one gigantic hologram of unbelievable complexity. According to the theories of Carl Pribram, a neuroscientist at Stanford University, and David Bohm, a physicist at the University of London, the human mind is also a hologram, which attunes itself to the universal hologram and achieves the state, which we call consciousness.
The gateway process teaches you to turn off the filter in your brain and gives you access to alternate states of reality and lets you escape space-time altogether. And anyone can learn to do this. You don't need to decalcify your pineal gland or spend years at a Buddhist monastery. You don't need a shaman or a guru or mind-altering drugs. You just need headphones. The gateway process is done by listening to sound.
Yeah, but tell me more about those mind-altering drugs.
In the 1950s, New York broadcasting executive Robert Monroe found evidence that different types of sound could affect the human mind in different ways. Some sound patterns would make you sleepy. Another would make you alert. Some sound can give you anxiety. Other sounds are very relaxing.
Well, people have said my voice is relaxing.
Then you're not reading the comments. Using this discovery, Monroe began experimenting with hypnopedia, or sleep learning. Monroe was convinced that there was a connection between sound waves and not just a person's mood, but their ability to learn and retain information. Now, one night while trying a sleep learning technique, Monroe had an experience that was unexpected but would change his life. While listening to a specific sound frequency, his body slowly became paralyzed. He then started to feel a vibration that became stronger and stronger. Suddenly, he was awash in bright white light. Then a sound, or maybe just a sensation, of a rush of air that became a roar so loud it was unbearable. Then, in an instant, everything was quiet. The vibration stopped, the light dissipated, and Robert Monroe found himself in his bedroom floating above his sleeping body. There was no name for this at the time, but later became known as an OBE, an out-of-body experience. A term that Monroe himself popularized. Though this OBE happened completely by accident, he was able to use sound to replicate the experience 9 times over the next 6 weeks. Monroe wrote about the experience in his 1971 book, Journeys Out of the Body. He went on to found the Monroe Institute and became a prominent researcher in the field of human consciousness. Soon Monroe discovered that while out of his body, he could identify, access, and sustain different states of consciousness. This is done by synchronizing the left and right hemispheres of the brain. Now, even though the brain functions as a whole, its different parts serve different functions, as do its two hemispheres. The left hemisphere is traditionally associated with logic and reason, perception, and focus. The right hemisphere is responsible for emotion, creativity, and intuition.
So it's like a sideways mullet.
A sideways mullet? What are you talking about?
A mullet. You know, business in the front, but a party in the back. Two pieces of your brain are like that. But a mullet is the front and the back, and the brain is left and right. So the mullet, it's sideways. I'm sorry, all this about dimensions and realities and mullets, it's hard to contribute.
The left hemisphere of the brain tends to be more active in the beta frequency range of 13 to 30 hertz, which is associated with alertness, attention, and cognitive control. The right hemisphere is active in the alpha frequency range, 8 to 13 hertz, which is associated with relaxation, creativity, and spatial processing. The right brain operates much more slowly than the left.
Sideways, mullet.
By listening to certain sounds, the gateway process synchronizes both hemispheres using a technique called hemisync.
Fundamentally, the gateway experience is a training system. designed to bring enhanced strength, focus, and coherence to the amplitude and frequency of brainwave output between the left and right hemispheres, so as to alter consciousness, moving it outside the physical sphere, so as to ultimately escape even the restrictions of time and space. The participant then gains access to the various levels of intuitive knowledge which the universe offers.
The Gateway Report describes Hemisync as a lamp versus a laser. The natural state of the human mind is like a lamp that emits light, but it's chaotic and messy and uneven over a large area. Hemisync lets the mind operate like a laser, producing a focused stream of energy. According to Gateway, when the frequency and amplitude of the human brain are brought into sync, it's possible to accelerate and raise the vibrational levels of the mind. As the mind resonates higher and higher, it can synchronize with the more complex energy levels in the universe. At these levels, the mind is capable of processing information in the same way it processes the energy of our current reality. In other words, you can see and feel and understand these other states of reality as easily as you understand this one. But you can do more than understand reality. You can learn to change it, control it, and bend it to your will, like Neo in the Matrix, or like God. According to Colonel McDonald's Gateway Report, understanding how human consciousness could exist outside the physical body requires an understanding of holographic theory, or the holographic principle.
Uh-oh, let me get my bucket ready.
Energy creates, stores, and retrieves meaning in the universe by projecting or expanding at certain frequencies in a three-dimensional mode that creates a living pattern called a hologram.
The report says that holograms are capable of encoding so much detail that if you made a holographic projection of a glass of swamp water, you could put the hologram, not the water, the hologram under a microscope and see microscopic organisms. Actually, holograms of microscopic organisms. Now, this sounds nuts, but the CIA was onto something big. If you watched our episode on simulation theory, you'll remember John Wheeler and his delayed choice double slit experiment. The video has more details, but in short, Wheeler showed that particles seem to be able to change their state by going back in time. Now, Wheeler felt that the universe wasn't necessarily made up of matter and energy, but instead, the universe is made up of information. Our hologram uses this information to create our three-dimensional universe. And holographic theory is a well-established idea in theoretical physics and widely accepted by many physicists. I know it's a lot to wrap your head around, and I'd like to do a whole episode on this. So if you'd like to see that, email me or let me know in the comments. Anyway, in order to create our hologram from information, that information has to be exchanged. Particles can bounce off each other, can affect each other's speed, carry energy to each other, and that's how they exchange information. But here's where the Gateway Report goes a step further. It says that this information can be exchanged not just in our universe, but between dimensions, implying that there are dimensions of reality yet to be discovered. His theory raises questions about the interaction between human consciousness and the holographic universe. Like, can our consciousness, which is energy, also exchange information with other dimensions? The Gateway process says that yes, it can. But there's more. McDonnell argues that human beings are not passive receivers of the information floating around the universe. We participate in this information. And by training the way we perceive and process the information that creates our reality, we can actually change reality itself. And this technique is called patterning.
The technique of patterning recognizes the fact that since consciousness is the source of all reality, our thoughts have the power to influence reality if those thoughts can be projected with adequate intensity.
Think about the concept of The Secret and the Law of Attraction, which says that we can make things happen by focusing our imagination on a desirable outcome. But how? How do we allow our consciousness to access this other information? The Planck distance is about 1.6 times 10 to the negative 35 meters, so really small. It's the smallest possible unit of length that has any physical meaning in the universe. At this scale, the laws of physics break down. But what if it's not the smallest? In his report, Colonel McDonald speculates that by using the Gateway process to accelerate brainwave frequencies, humans may be able to break the physical limitation of the Planck distance. McDonald suggests that consciousness could, for an instant, enter the space beyond human perception. He calls this clicking out of reality.
It is true that when, for an infinitesimally brief instant, that energy reaches one of its two points of rest, it clicks out of time-space and joins infinity. That critical step out of time-space occurs when the speed of the oscillation drops below Planck's distance. To use the words of Bentov, quantum mechanics tell us that when distances go below Planck's distance, we enter, in effect, a new world.
So, I say we try it. Grab some headphones and let's see what's out there. Okay, don't worry, we're not really going to escape reality, at least not today. I just want to show you how the gateway process actually works. The program combines two techniques. The first is frequency following response, or FFR. FFR involves introducing a frequency through headphones, which the brain tries to mimic by adjusting its brainwaves. The second technique is beat frequency. You might have heard this called binaural beats. This involves playing different frequencies in each ear. The brain then chooses to hear the difference between them. For example, the sounds at 4 hertz are too low for you to hear. But if you listen to 100 hertz through the right ear and 104 hertz in the left ear, your brain can detect and hear the difference. In this case, 4 hertz. And here's how it sounds. This is the left ear. Listen how the tone is steady.
Okay, I'm with you.
Please don't talk during this part. We're trying to focus on the sound. Now, a steady tone in the right ear. We play them together, and you can hear the oscillation between the two frequencies, like a vibrato.
I hear it.
You're going to blow out their ears.
Sorry. I get excited when I think I'm going to travel to other dimensions.
Remember, your left brain is your logical and analytical side. Before information is processed by your right brain, which is the emotional and creative side, your left brain takes a look at the information. It filters it and tries to make sense of it before it accepts the information. But your right brain will happily absorb any information thrown at it. Psychologists like Ronald Stone say that hypnosis is a technique that relaxes or distracts the left brain so that outside stimuli have direct access to the intuitive, creative right brain. That's why people under hypnosis are so impressionable. Their left logical brain is disengaged, letting everything through. So if one of those wacky hypnotists gets you to cluck like a chicken, it's because your left brain isn't keeping tabs on the information coming through and your right brain says, cluck like a chicken, you got it.
Your right brain is always down to potty.
It is. The gateway process relaxes the left brain through sound waves. When the brain is relaxed enough, the amplitude and frequency of brain waves can be pushed higher and higher, and the space between your brain waves gets smaller and smaller. And when the distance between your brain waves drops below Planck's distance, it clicks out of space-time.
Up to this point, our discussion of the gateway process has been relatively simple and easy to follow.
Easy for you to say, sheesh.
Now the fun begins. As the almost continuous click-out pattern establishes itself in continuous phase at speeds below Planck's distance, but before reaching the state of total rest, human consciousness passes through the looking glass of time-space after the fashion of Alice, beginning her journey into Wonderland.
But where is Wonderland? Well, everything is energy, right? Look at McDonald's drawing. This represents our brainwave or energy wave or consciousness, whatever you want to call it. It's all the same thing. The middle of the wave, where it spends most of its time, is our reality. But at the bottom and the top of the wave, in that brief moment, just before the wave changes directions, it isn't moving at all. It finishes going up, it stops, then goes down, stops very briefly, and then back up again. It's at that point, where the wave changes direction, that it clicks out of our reality and, according to the Gateway Report, joins infinity and the absolute.
Energy in this state of inactive infinity is termed by physicists as energy in its absolute state, or simply the absolute. Between the absolute and the material universe in which we experience our physical existence are various intervening dimensions to which human consciousness in altered states of being may gain access. Since the absolute is conscious energy in infinity, that is, without boundaries, it occupies every dimension to include the time-space dimension in which we have our physical existence, but we cannot perceive it.
Look, I know it's not easy to follow, but think of it like this. The top layer is our reality, everything that we can see and touch. That lays on top of these other dimensions, whatever they are. And all those dimensions and everything lays on top of this thing McDonald calls the absolute. The absolute is everywhere, but we can't see it. But everything happens inside it. So the absolute created our world. But who created the absolute? Well, isn't it obvious? You did. So, how's your brain?
It's goo. I'm on my third bucket.
I know. I told you this was a brain buster. So the absolute. Let me try to keep it as simple as I can.
I'm gonna need a glass absolute after this episode.
Pour me one too, would you? The absolute is a conscious energy field at rest.
Real simple.
No, it really is as simple as that. The absolute is an energy field that sits there doing nothing. But layered on top of that energy field is the energy field that makes up our reality. And in between those, other dimensions. But the absolute is us. We are the ones who created it and everything else. Not one of us, all of us. We're born into this reality with our own individual consciousness. We live out our time here on Earth, and then our consciousness returns to the absolute, where it came from. According to the Gateway Report, we return to this collective consciousness, but we also retain our individual identity. So, immortality in a way. Colonel McDonald sees the absolute as what many people might consider God.
The concept of visible reality, that is the created world, as being an emanation of an omnipotent and omniscient divinity who is completely unknowable in his primary state of being. The absolute at rest in infinity is a concept straight out of Hebrew mystical philosophy. Even the Christian concept of the Trinity shines through the description of the absolute as presented in this paper.
McDonald also includes evidence of the absolute and the universal hologram in Eastern religions. He quotes Tibetan teachings and ancient Hindu texts. The colonel then goes on to describe the nature of absolute itself and how it's come to self-awareness, how it relates to all belief systems and all religions, and how no matter what you believe, we're all the same.
In order to attain self-consciousness, the consciousness of the absolute must project a hologram of itself and then perceive it. The absolute is the actual agent of all creation, all reality. And the eternal thought or concept of self, which results from this self-consciousness, serves the...
What happened? Serves the what?
Well, that sentence is at the bottom of page 24. The document resumes on page 26, with a whole different topic, and then Colonel McDonald wraps things up.
So where's page 25?
CIA says they don't have it.
They don't have the page that will unite the world, eh?
Nope. And they say they never did.
That's a bunch of bull.
For 18 years, people have been pressuring the CIA for the missing page. FOIA requests have been made. Petitions have been created, all trying to get the CIA to release page 25. The CIA insisted they don't have it.
Sure they don't.
But in 2021, Vice published an article about the Gateway document and mentioned the controversy around the missing page. A few days later, the Monroe Institute released the complete report, including the mysterious page 25.
What's on it?
Well, I've linked to the complete document below, but the gist is this. McDonald says that no matter what religion or culture you're born into, the Gateway process could be a valuable tool, if not the most valuable tool ever designed, to help a person truly understand themselves and the nature of the universe itself. He says ancient mystics seem to understand the truth about the universe intuitively. And the Gateway process confirms this. Everyone on Earth is part of a collective consciousness, all placed here for the same purpose, to accumulate experiences, to learn from one another, and ultimately take that knowledge back to the energy from which we all came. He says that if we could become aware of this universal hologram, we could free ourselves from the prison of our individual lives, and finally realize that at our most basic level, we're all the same.
In a military report?
Right. Colonel McDonald does eventually get back to the practical use of an out-of-body experience with respect to military strategy and intelligence gathering. But when I read his report, I feel like he gets back to business because he has to. Otherwise, this document reads like he believes in this process and believes it could really help people.
Interesting how this page was dropped by the CIA, huh?
Yeah, the message of peace and unity was conveniently absent from the CIA's file. Now, I don't know if that was an accident, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say it was. But accident or not, I agree, it looks bad. McDonald ends his report by recommending the Army take specific steps in pursuing the Gateway process, but they should move in phases. He recommends that they use the Gateway tapes to learn how to synchronize their brains using HemiSync, then learn to induce this state at will. And once trainees can do this, they should learn to achieve an out-of-body experience for remote viewing. He even gives some practical steps on how to verify the information being viewed is accurate. He encourages anyone learning the process to pursue self-knowledge and remove any personal prejudices that could be blocking their progress. The ultimate goal is patterning, that the military should learn to adjust reality for what he calls practical applications.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
It doesn't. When you read the Gateway report, you get the sense that Colonel McDonald could be trusted with this knowledge, but the United States military, I don't know about that. Now, you could say the U.S. only uses its military power for national defense.
You'd be wrong, but you could still say it.
Either way, I don't think any military or any government could be trusted with the Gateway process. My hope is that as soldiers learn to access these different states of consciousness, they learn, as McDonald did, that the true nature of the universe is unity, not conflict.
You're quite the optimist.
Well, I try to be.
Well, here in the real world, optimists are always disappointed.
That's true, we are. So thank goodness, this isn't the real world. So what do you think about the Gateway process? Is it just New Age nonsense, or is there something to it? Are we just living in one aspect of reality, but with training and patience, we could explore all of reality? And if you do believe there's something more out there that the Gateway process could make available to you, would you try it? Now, before you answer, you should know there are risks. Now, many students of the system have said they've accessed these higher planes of reality, and their lives were drastically improved. They report more self-awareness, more creativity, and greater clarity in their everyday lives. But some students have reported intense anxiety, depression, and in rare cases, psychosis. Whether you believe in the Gateway process or not, creating altered states of consciousness is absolutely possible. But when you do that, there is the potential to become detached from this reality. You could become untethered and lost, unable to find your way back. These negative outcomes are rare, but they do happen. Still, McDonald recommended that the military pursue the Gateway process. Now, I don't want to reveal too much information, but Colonel McDonald is still around. He's in his 80s now and long retired. And as far as I can tell, he never wrote about the Gateway process again. But I'd really love to pick his brain, to see if he really believes in the Gateway process, to see if he's actually tried it. And if he did, what did he see? I'd like to ask him if he fears death, as many of us do, or if he's eager to rejoin the Absolute and contribute his experience to our collective consciousness. And as he nears the end of his time in this world, does knowledge of the next world give him peace? I'd like him to tell me that he's been to the other side and there's nothing to be afraid of, that the Gateway process is true. Our consciousness is infinite, and when we die, our energy returns to the Absolute. Now, I'm not religious, but this sounds a lot like heaven and God. Now, maybe not a man in the sky with a boomy voice and a white beard, but God in the sense that we all come from the same source. So in a way, the Gateway process could prove the existence of God or the afterlife. But people of faith don't need proof. But scientists have no use for God. They want evidence. They want scientifically provable truth. So as you're watching this right now, you might lean more toward science or more toward God. But wouldn't it be amazing if they're actually the same thing? Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. My name is AJ. That's Hecklefish.
Present.
This has been The Y-Files. And if you had fun or learned anything, do us a favor and like, subscribe, comment, share. Like, subscribe, comment. I know it's annoying, but that stuff actually really helps. So like most topics we cover here, today's was recommended by you. I had never heard of the Gateway process, but now my mind is blown. And if there's a story you'd like to see or learn more about, go to theyfiles.com/tips. Special thanks to our patrons who make all of this possible. You guys are amazing. And if you'd like to support the channel, consider becoming a member on Patreon or grab something from the Y-File store.
We're doing sideways mullet t-shirts, right?
We're not.
Somebody's going to ask for one, I'm telling you.
Well, we'll see.
I'm telling you.
That's going to do it. Until next time, be safe, be kind, and know that you are appreciated.